rises with a comb, a spotted shaft is seen, and then it closes at your feet and opens further on. He likes a boggy acre, a floor too damp for corn. Yet more than once a passing, I thought I saw a whiplash unbraiding in the sun. When stooping to secure it, it wrinkled and was gone. Oh, many of nature's fellows I know, and they know me. I hold for them a transport of cordiality. It never meant this fellow, attended or alone, without a tighter breathing and zero at the bone. The snake.
This is the 13th Grey Fox Festival, and there's only one band that's ever been the host band, and they're here right now. They probably need no introduction, but I'll give them one anyway. Make welcome Dry Branch Fire Squad.
Way I have no mother.
Have had friendships pure and golden, but the ties of kinship have not known them. I've known no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. Blessed Savior, if you're willing, walk beside me till I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out here for this. And man, you got endurance. Yesterday, when the spotlight was on us, I knew what you felt like. So with ketchup, we'd like to see you right after the show.
Our darling wandered far away while she was out at play. Lost in the woods, she couldn't hear a sound. She was her darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. I heard the scream. Thank you.
hear that whistle blow a 100 miles. If my woman says so, I'll railroad no more. I'll sock back my pay and go home. Down this track with tears in my eyes, trying to read this letter from my home. If I die, railroad man, you can bury me in the sand so I can hear that train go rolling by. Stomp his frolic for a day. Will he lie on the rug by the side of my bed like he did before Joe went away? Gardener say, when you ask him for flowers for me, will he give you the rose he has tended with care, the first fairest bloom on a tree? I can see the tears, mom, in his honest eyes. He said it was the wind that brought him there. Will he notice my cheeks growing paler each day? His hand trembled over my head. Just keep tag, mother, my poor little dog. I know he'll mourn for me too. Just keep him to old and useless he grows, sleeping the whole summer through. Just show him my coat, mom, so he won't forget his master, who then will be dead. And speak to him kindly and often of Joe, and pat him on his brown shaggy head. Thank you. And you, dearest mother, may miss me for a while. In heaven, no larger I'll grow. And any kind angel you ask at the gate will know about your darling little Joe. And any kind angel you ask at the gate will know about your darling little Joe.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Let me mention the fact, for those of you that didn't get a chance to understand the concept of anti-cognizance, that we still have just a few anti-cognizant thought-repellent hats available, and I ask that men do not buy these. Men, please go ahead and buy the old thought-repellent hats. They're plenty powerful for you. They will keep you from...
I've lost track of things else. Hey, everybody change instruments. Just everybody change instruments.
Now, we had one woman that bought a hat and didn't understand how to use it. And I feel like I need to explain this once again. Even though these hats is treated with ignor guard and stoop stock, and even though this is the last of the ignor guard, we found it in a barn under a bunch of horse blankets, and unless there's another convention, a banjo player somewhere, we'll never be able to get any more naturally generated ignor guard. Where we got the original ignor guard, it has aged properly. A lot of people, like if you just get synthetic ignor guard or brand new ignor guard, it's not going to work as good. You can't really develop pictures without actually having film if you use synthetic ignor guard. But you get properly aged. We discovered it by accident. After the convention they had there in Nashville about 18 years ago, they claimed there had been 195 banjo players in Nashville the weekend before we got there. When we arrived, there were still residual pockets of ignorance hanging over the town. You could drive through it, and it would wipe your slate clean. And we collected it all. And we saved it. But females of opposite sex, we tried for years to have them enjoy the peace that passes understanding that men get when they wear a thought-repellent hat. And it never worked on them. Men would go buy their wives one and things like that, and still they couldn't figure out why they would still think of stuff. And then accidentally, we discovered the proper catalyst. First the hat has to be worn by a banjo player. Not for long, just a minute or two. And then when you put it on the woman of a different gender, she will actually start saying things like, "My, your yard looks nice. Let me cook dinner while you watch television, dear." "I hope I remember to leave the seat up." This is worth a lot to both genders, believe me. So, but let's say you already got your own anti-cognizant hat. Please drop into the Gray Fox Market over there. Because we actually have a hat with two little lights on it and a battery on the bill. And here's what it's for. And I kid you not, because it was explained to me, because I saw that. And of course, you know, man wants any old gadget. But I didn't know what it was for. And they explained to us, this is so you can see your instrument at night. And I thought, you know, you're at the right place for these hats, because there's some people around here can't even find their instrument at night. Get your battery charged. These little lights will stick out there, and your instrument will be unveiled to you. We'd like to play some folk music for you. We had a request for this song. It's on our 30th anniversary album, I think. Here's a way you can tell it's folk music. We all switched around, got instruments we can't play. I think that's the definition. How are you going to tell folk music from bluegrass music? Make sure you're playing something that you can't play. We found out this was a folk song when Alan Lomax found out about us. Here it is.
Laid my money down.
Well, I went up to Washington to gamble on the green. Those gamblers there sold me some tricks that I had never seen. Many more weeks than three till I fell in love with a pretty little girl, and she fell in love with me. She took me in her parlor and cooled me with her fan. She whispered low in her mother's ears, "Love this gambling man. Us to do yesterday and the day before, and we couldn't get to them, so we'll do one of them now. A real nice lady asked for this. I wouldn't blame anybody that even asked for this if we're not sitting out in the sun, but I hope you are. I think the silliest thing I've ever been asking the whole time I've ever played music, over years, especially years ago, we used to get asked to play weddings. And whenever we would, they'd ask us to play this song, and I never could understand unless it's as a cautionary tale. At a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. And he smiles and whispers, "Sweet honey, that one's just for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing only love can make, a golden wedding ring. Might have been the first song we ever did at the Winter Hawk Festival many moons ago. How many people been to a bunch of these things? Oh, Well, thanks for coming back. We need the energy from you now. Used to be we had energy. The lady that answers the phone whenever you call is down here, and she always consents to sing a song with me, and since she's handy, we'll get her up here now to do it. Lisa. And while she's coming, let me introduce these wonderful folks. In case you don't know, I'm on the mandolin, sings all the parts and plays whatever we need. His name is Brian Aldridge. And on the bass and plays anything we ever need and sings whatever we need and keeps us singing all night long sometimes. His name is Dan Russell. And on the dobro and the banjo and also sings all the parts, whatever we need, just jumps in there with it. His name is Tom Boyd. Lisa Houston. Lisa Houston.
Thank you for being here.
How's your voice?
I have no idea. It's been
sound like you might have to sing bass on this.
Sounds like I might.
I was trying to catch you while you was fresh.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I remember very well on a dark and dreary day, just as I was leaving home or a distant land to roam.
Mother said,
my dear boy, oh, I hope to see you next year again. Said to me as she held me by the hand, if on earth we meet no more, may we meet at God's right hand.
Mother said,
my dear boy,
I hope to see you next year.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you so much. We had a request to do this number Brian's been doing for a while. We've got to switch instruments and tunings and talk amongst yourselves. You got a mandolin? I like to do this too. This is my favorite song for this reason. The first time I ever heard this played on the mandolin, I thought that's what mandolin music's supposed to be about. Because a lot of times, and don't get me wrong, I love the sound of a mandolin no matter how many notes comes out of it. But what really tickles me is every once in a while, a mandolin player will grab a mandolin and play the melody. And I love that. And that's what Brian does with this. This is where you can hear what the song's going to sound like. He might even tell you about it. I don't know. Old time music.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, this song was written by a friend of ours back in Ohio named Bruce Williams after we had a conversation about how life used to be when we were growing up. And Ron said a little bit yesterday about using the single mic. One of the things I really like about using this is we all get to sing, like, facing each other and kind of interact a little bit better with each other than we do if we're spread across the stage. Sort of like we used to do when we get together in one of Danny's kitchens. He had lots of kitchens. He was sort of back home. He was sort of known for being a slumlord. When I first met him, and me and my wife first got married. I know I shouldn't tell this, but we're good enough friends. I think I can. We're all friends here. When me and my wife first got married, we rented an apartment from him. And he made us sign an agreement that we would leave it exactly the way it was when we found it, when we moved in, and when we left. It had to be exactly the same way. So we lived there about a year and a half, and when we moved out, it was really kind of tough to find a broken water heater and some dog-stained carpet. But the really hard part was trying to find 10,000 cockroaches. And a tornado came through the west side of our county one time and tore down one of his apartment buildings. The insurance appraisal came out and said it did $80,000 worth of improvements. But hit the carnival before it hit there, and the only thing left standing at the carnival was three milk bottles, so that tells you how bad it was. Anyway, this song's called Open the Door for You, Man. Never had a plow, never had a mule. We learned to read and write when we went to school. We never had to walk cause we rode the bus. My brother and my sister, there were three of us.
Open the door for you, ma'am. If that's the deal, sir, shake my hand. I don't know, but I've been told you better be tough if you grow old.
Wasn't real rich and we wasn't real poor. Pass the taters, can I have some more? Plenty of meat and the clothes were fine, and you could find mama home all the time.
Open the door for you, ma'am. If that's the deal, sir, shake my hand. I don't know, but I've been told you better be tough if you grow old.
Now that we are all full grown, we gotta call mama on the phone. None of us turned out half bad. I'm kinda like my dear old dad.
Open the door for you, ma'am. If that's a deal, sir, shake my hand. I don't know, but I've been told you better be tough if you grow old.
your guitar. I got the old-time banjo here, and I guess some old-time music, some of the finest old-time music I ever got to hear is coming up afterwards, so I may as well get my old-time music out of the way. But my old-time music's really old-timey, because when I play it, there's a very fine line between playing old-time music and not being able to play at all. But old-time music is better than it sounds. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. I know it's warm out there. I hope you just stay hydrated. You know, you're important to us. I think we finally had the weather we've been praying for all these years. After I get done with that, how many all I have left? And thanks for asking for these songs. We would like it if you'd buy some of our stuff, help pay our bus fare back to Hollywood. You might notice our van's not here, but it's somewhere being fixed. And the adventures of being in the Traveling Bluegrass Band. Especially while I got your attention, I would like to thank all the folks that just kind of greet us when we come around. I know you, I hope you do that to all the bands. I'm sure you do. But it really means a lot. There's nothing much more fun than just going around. I never know what to say if somebody starts a conversation because they talk so fast. But usually I can get that greeting, and every once in a while somebody will talk normal. I don't know where they're from. Parts unknown, I suppose. We'll leave you with this one. I know there's been a lot of modern music here, but I think even when we do modern music, it sounds old-fashioned. This is it's one from our favorite bluegrass songwriter, Sam Cooke.
Let's hand for Dry Branch Fire Squad. They'll be back on the main stage at 10:30 to start off the final day. Be sure and stop over at the merch tent and get some of their merchandise. Thank you for your enthusiasm. They'll be back at 10:30 tomorrow on the main stage.
You're way too kind. I never know what to do unless the MC tells me. He looked down into her dark eyes and said, "Say a prayer for me." She threw her arms around him and said, "God will keep us free." Thanks for being so nice to us. You guys are just wonderful. They could hear the riders coming. He said, "This is my last fight. They take me back to Texas, gonna take me back alive."
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun.
And when the fight stopped and the smoke blew, there was thunder from the throne.
And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Nice hand for the Dry Branch Fire Squad, host band, the only host band the Grey Fox Festival has ever had. And they will be back on this stage at 10:30 tomorrow morning to start off the final day of 2012 Grey Fox.